Now taking a look at the latest sports this morning here on KJN in the state baseball tournament over at Principal Park in Des Moines. A couple of quarterfinal games in Class 1A yesterday as Newman Catholic defeated BGM 7-1 and Don Bosco was a 2-1 winner over Martinsdale St. Mary's. A couple of other quarterfinal games will take place here today. At 11 a.m., Twin Cedars takes on Underwood, and at 1 o'clock it'll be Galen Catholic taking on Lone Tree. In the state softball finals yesterday at Harlan Rogers Park in Fort Dodge, wrapping things up in Class 1A third place game, it was AGWSR 9-7 over Martinsdale St. Mary's. Akron Westfield defeated Key High by a score of 12-1 in the 1A championship. In the 2A third place game, Woodbury Central over Highland 8-3. 2A championship, Earlham, the state champ, as they beat Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont by a score of 6-4. In the 3A third place game, Greene County was a winner over East Marshall 10-3. And in the 3A championship, Clark was a 7-6 winner over Bondurant Farrar as they take home the title. In Class 4A third place game and third game played in the afternoon yesterday was Carlisle over Norwalk 9-6. And in the Class 4A championship, Dallas Center Grimes defeated Solon by a score of 5-0. In the Class 5A third place game, Dowling Catholic over West Des Moines Valley 3-2. And in the 5A championship, it was Johnston over Southeast Polk 10-2. To look at the state softball results for you, ending the high school softball season yesterday. In Major League Baseball, it was Luis Valbuena hitting a decisive two-run homer in the seventh inning on Friday, and the Chicago Cubs overcame a three-run deficit to hand the St. Louis Cardinals their fourth straight loss, 7-6. The teams combined for five home runs and 23 hits with a persistent wind at their backs. The Cardinals tied the score 5-5 on solo homers by Matt Carpenter and Matt Holliday in the fifth inning. Pinch hitter Oscar Tavares singled to break the tie in the sixth, but the lead was short-lived. Kevin Zykrist hit Anthony Rizzo with a full count pitch to lead off the seventh. One batter later, Valbuena sent a first pitch homer into the bleachers in center field. Justin Grimm pitched a scoreless inning for the win. Hector Rondon retired the side in the ninth for his 12th save in 15 chances. Other scores from Major League Baseball in interleague play, it was Miami over Houston 2-0. In the American League, Yankees beat Toronto 6-4. It was Tampa Bay over Boston 6-4. Texas beat Oakland 4-1. The White Sox over Minnesota 9-5. Kansas City topped Cleveland 6-4. It was the Angels over the Tigers 2-1. Baltimore over Seattle 2-1 in 10 innings. In the National League, it was Philadelphia over Arizona 9-5. Washington beat Cincinnati 4-1. San Diego over Atlanta 5-2. The Mets squeaked by Milwaukee 3-2. It was Colorado big over Pittsburgh 8-1. And the Dodgers also an 8-1 winner over San Francisco. In the Pacific Coast League, it was Omaha over New Orleans 4-3. And Memphis beat Iowa 3-2 yesterday. Today's game, see Omaha at New Orleans for a 6 o'clock start time. Memphis will play at Iowa over at Principal Park against the I-Cubs for a late doubleheader. It'll be back-to-back games. They'll start the first game at 6:05. Second game first pitch is scheduled for 8:35 tonight. And those teams will play once again on Sunday as well. In other sports, Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta says the Hawkeyes will make any unsold student football tickets available to the general public as well on August 1st. The move comes on the heels of a drop in student ticket sales, which plummeted from 10,000 just 2 years ago to roughly 7,300 in 2013. Barta said Friday that the Hawkeyes have yet to reach 7,000 student tickets sold for next season. That means that as many as 3,000 spots could soon be up for grabs. Barta says that while he hopes students will purchase all 10,000 of their available seats, Iowa can't sit back like they did a year ago and simply hope students bought as many tickets as they used to. The Orlando Magic will have all three of their draft picks in training camp following the signing of second-round pick Devin Marble. Magic general manager Rob Hennigan announced the signing of the 56th pick on Thursday. Terms were not disclosed. Marble joins fellow Magic first-round selections Aaron Gordon and Elfrid Payton, who have already signed contracts. In other sporting news as well here this morning, Yasiel Puig went 4-for-5 with three triples and a double, leading the Dodgers past San Francisco 8-1. Within a half game of the NL West leading Giants, the Dodgers send out 11-2 Clayton Kershaw tonight in an attempt to move into first place. David Price won his sixth start in a row. Evan Longoria hit a three-run double, and Tampa Bay won their eighth straight victory, beating Boston 6-4. Price struck out 10 over 8 innings and improved to 11-7. The Blue Jays suffered their 17th straight Yankee Stadium loss when they lost 6-4 last night. Ichiro Suzuki homered as the Yanks beat Mark Burley for the 12th time in 13 career decisions. Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton says that while his surgically repaired ankle is getting better, it's not completely healed. The Pro Bowl quarterback participated in his first full practice last night at FanFest since undergoing surgery in March. Two-time champ Jim Furyk and Tim Petrovic started the weekend play at the Canadian Open, tied for the lead at 10-under par. Graham DeLate, who's trying to become the first Canadian in 60 years to win his country's national championship, is 2 off the lead following yesterday's record-tying 63. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJN Sports. Is brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.